Hello and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
I'm Phoebe.
And I'm Caroline, and you are listening to part two of season three, episode 16, Mona Mani. Nope.
What is Misery, it? Misery Company.
Loves Company. Yeah, guys, sorry about that.
Whatever that was.
But you understand, right?
You that must. Was,
you
History.
You simply must.
Herstory.
Herstory even. Herstory even. You guys, we were witnessing Herstory live. And so were you, not live, but if you were listening to us, you were also experiencing
it. Guys, I literally
it.
Think my heart stopped for like a second.
It was, because Phoebe literally was like, you're never in your life going to guess what I'm about to say to you. And then she was right. I never could have guessed.
Like when that notification, thank God I had my notifications on for
thank
the Eras tour.
God.
For the Eras, it was being run, I'm sure, by a 15-year-old girl.
I know. Yeah. And also, wait, my work friend, well, she's not my work. You know what? I hate diminishing it to that because she's my actual friend. We met through work and she doesn't live here, so we can never hang out. But I love her. Her name is Brittany. Hey, girl. And her fiance listens to the pod. So, hey, Mari. Yes. And congratulations. They just got engaged not too long ago.
Very congratulations.
Anyway, love you guys. So, but Brittany was like, I hope you and Phoebe don't hate me for this, but I did have to mute the Eras tour and Taylor Swift on my feeds. She was like, I'm sick of it. It's too much. And I was like, well, lucky for you, it was the last night of the North American tour. So you don't have that much longer.
Except they do.
Not North American, sorry, I mean, US.
An entire year coming up, she has.
No, I know. I mean, I know. But I was like, you get a little break. Why did you just mute her?
2 weeks.
That's a long time when she's been inundated the way she has. 2 weeks of no Eras tour happening. 2 weeks of no one like looking for surprise songs.
I know.
You know what
Isn't
I mean?
Crazy. I do wonder if like she's gonna restart. Like if the surprise songs reset. Like what are the rules here?
Yeah, that's interesting.
What are the rules?
We are gonna remember the Eras tour
for the rest of our life.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like
what a summer.
What a fucking summer. If only we would have seen fucking Beyonce.
You're telling me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Beyonce, we have beef. You have beef with the Pretty Little Podcast.
I genuinely have beef. Like, I just think it was so mean. I just think it was mean not to say anything. Because it just sends a message that you don't give a fuck about your fans in Pittsburgh. But, like, there are a lot of us here who love you. And it's, like, just...
And you've played here a couple times.
Just, like, sending a message that you don't need all your fans. All of your fans aren't important. Like, if you had never scheduled a stop here, we wouldn't have been mad. But, like, if you're... And I don't know why she did it, but if you are planning your tours and planning where you're going to play and blah, 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 specifically riding on the fact that you sell out or sell more tickets than somebody else, you shouldn't be touring.
And I don't think it was that. I do think it was a logistical thing and they couldn't reschedule it. Obviously I was upset it was canceled.
Why did the mayor say what he said?
All I'm saying is... I don't think the mayor probably knew what was...
Did you see?
I did. I don't think that he probably knew everything that was...
I think Akershire said something too. And they were like, we absolutely could accommodate it.
I don't know that Akershire... Because Akershire made the statement before it was announced. They made the statement first.
Which and also is...
They just said it was logistical. My issue is that...
Where did I put my coffee? Did I leave it? Hold on a second. Keep going.
My issue isn't that she canceled it so much... If she couldn't make it happen logistically, whatever. If it is because the stage was too big, that pisses me off because you should make sure that your stage fits in every stadium that you're going to go play. Like, then make your stage fucking smaller. Sorry. Like, you're playing the biggest venue you can at this point. There are limitations to what you can do. I know you don't want to believe that, but that's just the case. If Taylor Swift can do what she... I mean... Taylor Swift's doing it. Ed Sheeran's doing it. There's so many stadium tours going on right now that can fit in every stadium. That shouldn't... Then just make your stage smaller. So that would bother me. But what really irks me is that she didn't say anything. If she had said something, I'd have a much better taste in my mouth.
I wouldn't even
mouth.
Be talking about it. Like, if she had said something.
And it's like, every time she posts, I'm like there's
seriously?
Another post where you haven't
I just
said a word about
it. I just,
like,
it. Honestly can't believe it. I'm like, really? Like... You are really not going to say anything? It's not like you're just like a small little band. Like,
in a small little band would say something.
Because it's important. Like, Hayley and that's, Williams, you know what? It's the messaging that, like, she's so big that one person doesn't matter. Where, like, even if you don't believe it, you kind of have to act like every single one person's opinion of you matters. And I know, like, when you can. And I mean, in things that are in your control. So, like, of course, you can't think about all day, oh, well, somebody took a picture of me at a bad angle and someone didn't like it and the paparazzi. Like, that is not what I'm talking about. You don't need to concern yourself with those opinions. But when it's, like, something you're in control of, a decision you're making, I think you need to think to yourself, well, each of my fans matters, and I'm not just going to throw away however many of them who were coming to my Pittsburgh show, like, because they don't, it just, you know what I mean? It's just sending, I don't know.
I am with you on that. Hayley Williams just had to cancel a couple of shows because she's sick, and she made a big statement on her story, a hard post, and a Paramore post. Apologizing.
Yeah.
For canceling the shows.
I just think it's wrong that she didn't say anything, but that is that. I do want to say one thing. We, like, I was listening to the Pop Apologists, and they were saying that their network had told them that they talked about Gwyneth Paltrow every single week for however many weeks, and that, like, it affected their listening. Like, it affected, like, there was a little bit of, like, a draw. And that she thinks they're, like, the network was like, I think there's a correlation here. And then I was like, oh my God, we talk about Taylor Swift every single week. So if you guys are, like, sick of us talking about it, then you have to tell us, don't just stop listening. Like, because we think you like it, because our numbers have actually been really good. Mm-hmm. But just tell us, and before also, you stop listening.
Okay? I just feel like it's like word vomit. It's like in Mean Girls. It's like in Mean Girls.
Yeah, she's like, talking about her.
That's how we feel about Taylor Swift. Yeah. I could connect anything in my life. Well, to her.
When there's something new, the thing about Gwyneth Paltrow, there's not something new every day to talk about. Taylor Swift is feeding us every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, okay, so we're gonna get back into the episode where we left off. Was like right around where Meredith met up with Ella in the halls at Rosewood. And she was like, oh, I just went and checked on Aria, which I think is
strange.
Incredibly inappropriate. Then, so that's where we left that.
So Ella is like, oh, well, I'll give her a call. And then she gives her a call, and then we see who has Aria's phone.
Meredith. So if we didn't know, if we didn't suspect something sinister was afoot, we now know for sure. Because why the fuck? What is going on?
Like, and this is where she's giving obsessed.
This is where she's giving obsessed. It doesn't help that she looks like Allie Larson, but she is giving obsessed, which is such a good
I kind
movie.
Of wonder if that was a little bit intentional.
Could be.
Like the casting. Maybe they wanted that actress.
Maybe.
For this
Remember
role.
When I fully thought she was her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when we fully thought Rooney Mara was
Oh my God,
in
yeah.
The show? It looks
no,
like
No, it's
her.
Kate Mara, not Rooney.
Oh. Sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry, Pittsburgh girls.
Sorry, Pittsburgh girlies. but she has Aria's phone. So that's a concern for sure. Hannah needs Emily to trail Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember why.
Emily goes, why me? How do I even do that? And Hannah says, you follow him.
Oh, and she goes, where'd you learn this? Emily, what do you mean, where did you learn this? Have you been present for the past few years? Like, you guys have had to track, like, a lot of people.
Also, I do think that this is something that was just ingrained in Hannah.
True. I mean, as
Hannah's
we've said,
Hannah is a speculator. She is the dictionary.
Maybe a founding member.
Yeah, she is the original speculator.
Yes. We are speculators in her image. That is what we are going for, okay? Yeah. So Emily's like kind of rude about it. And it's like, Emily, you're not above this, actually.
Also, your plans were just canceled.
Emily, I think you meant to say thank you, Hannah.
Mm-hmm. Paige has to go right home.
Believe me, Emily, you're going to want to know.
Yeah.
You're going to want to know. I was shocked.
So Paige told Emily that she's starting to see someone, and she thinks that it'll be really helpful to talk to someone who has an idea of what she's going through.
And we're like, a therapist. That is amazing.
But then when she says it like that, when she says what she says, you're like, that It's crazy. You found a therapist who was also kidnapped.
Yeah, I was like, who knows what you're going through? And so when Emily does trail Caleb, I mean, I was shocked when what to my wondering eyes disappear, but Mose with Caleb. Mose and Caleb on a date.
Yeah. Oh my God. Imagine if that was the reveal.
No. I'd have to stop watching the show.
Yeah.
Because my disdain for Mose paired with my absolute
obsession
with Caleb, not a good mix. Not a good mix.
No.
Yeah, I'd be a little unregulated that day. So anyway, I wrote Hannah's hair sucks.
Guys.
I don't remember which hairdo it was, but she had a few that were like, what?
I don't know if anybody ever played The Sims.
It was like, you know, you had like 10 hairstyles and they were all like,
and one was,
no one does their hair like
one
that.
One was like, it's like a updo that's really like matted to your head, but then spiky in the back.
Spiky.
Terrible.
Yes.
It gives me like, this wasn't the hair that she had, but the mom in Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Oh my God, very much. Remember, that was the weirdest. I need to rewatch that. Okay, Sweet Life rewatch, when?
Oh, what a show.
Guys, this is going to be a part three episode because we got to stop to watch Sweet Life of Zach and Cody now.
While we try to record this.
Yeah.
Wait, do you know why they did that?
Why?
I watched an interview with the boy from...
For a second, I thought you were the boy from the show.
Oh. You know,
Cole Sprouse, Dylan Sprouse.
No, from the show with Liv and Maddie.
Okay.
He played their brother, and he was talking about why after three seasons they have to do a different iteration, and it's because in Disney's contracts for a while they didn't have to pay certain people above minimum wage until they did more than three seasons. So like Hannah Montana Forever was the fourth season, and so it's technically a new show.
Oh my God.
And Sweet Life on Deck, like the same thing. Yeah.
That's evil.
I know.
Oh my God.
Crazy. Wow. You know what? Becca, you had a point about capitalism.
You had a fucking point. You know what? I take it back.
Yeah.
I take back what I said on the episode we just recorded that's also out right now. So go listen.
We just shit talk her for like 10 minutes and then we talk about how excited we are that she is going to have a new kid.
Yeah. And that's like how you know we don't hold grudges. You know?
Because
like,
Caroline famously does not hold grudges.
I don't hold grudges. I'll forgive. As long as you apologize and I believe you.
And I won't forget.
And I won't forget.
And I'll keep holding the grudge.
And that's asking way too much. If you're asking me to forget, you forget that. I can forgive you once I get an apology I deem appropriate.
Guys,
of the crime you committed.
Last night at work, I'm just like minding my business. And then I see my parents walk in. Which isn't anything out of the ordinary, but they were at a party. So I was like not expecting that. And then who comes in right behind them but Kelly Cochran. And she goes, "Pho, I thought you might be here. I saw your location was here."
I'm shocked she doesn't have my parents. Like, and then she said, so then Kelly goes and sits next to my parents at the table next to them. And
she goes, "I don't think Caroline will like this table. Do you think I should sit here?" That's what she said before you got there.
And she also was like, "Well, I'm just going to sit here for right now because I don't actually know if we'll be staying." She saw that mom and dad were there. She was like, "Oh, Caroline's not going to like this. Caroline's going to want to go somewhere else now." And then Anthony and I walk in and see Kelly sitting directly next to my mother and father. And I was like, "Okay, well, we don't want to sit here." Mom gets offended. And then we go sit in like the corner, and then my dad like is sending me pictures of me through the slats that he's like watching me through.
Well,
and
Kelly,
then mom is just staring at us the whole time, and she keeps like, we did like a tote, we like cheers, and she like puts her glass up and I'm like, "Oh, cheers, mom." Like, she's just staring at us. And then she came over and sat with us like four different
times.
She
wanted to be invited so badly.
I know. And we said, she's like, no. And then dad was like, "Gigi," like, cause she like went over and he was like, and she's like, "Chris, seriously, I just want to sit here for a second." She was like so mad. And he's like, "We're like eating together." She like gets up and comes and sits
she's like,
us.
She's like, "Not done."
Yeah.
But Kelly, like, look, she looks at the table next to mom and dad. She goes, "Well, I know Caroline's not going to want to sit here, but like, do you really think," she points to the couches, "do you really think that doesn't seem like her?" And I was like, "You're right. This also doesn't seem like mom, but they do love to sit in the lounge."
Yeah.
Which is weird to me.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
Yeah. So everybody I've ever met in my whole life was at work last night.
And you had a blast?
Yeah.
You had a total blast or what?
Total blast.
Loved the drink.
Wasn't
the specialty
it yummy?
Cocktail was a floral gin and tonic with a grapefruit foam.
Is that so cool?
Oh my God, I
loved
it.
She got it on the first try, making it.
It was so good. I loved it.
It was delicious.
Yeah. Really like added, because sometimes I get sick of gin and tonics, but like the added flavor was like really a nice.
There's a little bit of sweetness.
Yes, it really. And I love foam. That's why I love egg white drinks. Mm-hmm. So
I think they're going to start doing a lot more drinks with it because now they have the thing and they know how to make them. Yeah,
Colin was
like,
we're going to do foam everything. I want a blueberry foam for something.
Oh, yum.
They should do like a vodka lemonade with a blueberry foam.
Ooh, that'd be yummy. So they need to get that out though for summer.
Yeah.
But I would feel like they could do like, figure out how to do like a marshmallow foam and do like a Christmas drink.
Oh my God. Yes, they could. Or they could do like a s'mores, like espresso martini. And the rim could be, well, they should just do rim and marshmallow fluff with graham cracker.
Oh my God.
And then.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll let them know.
Yeah. Write down
all
my
ideas. You need a part-time job?
Yeah. I'm actually too free right now.
Yeah. In the words of Addie. Wait, what did Addie say? That made me laugh out loud.
I know. So I texted my friends to tell them. So I'm in 9 to 5 and then I'm also choreographing it. And I told them that. And Addie was like, oh my God. She's like, I just love how people are always like, you know what? We should give Caroline another job.
She doesn't have enough.
We should give Caroline another job. And that is true. I am always somehow coming. I started another job today, tutoring. Who wouldn't want me to tutor that kid?
In math. In science, in space.
Stop. It's English.
It's English. Wait, okay? Anything else? Any read on the aliens?
No, but I was talking to mom and dad about it, and they were like,
always.
So, but dad, he
drama's in his crate, throwing himself against the
literally,
wall.
Literally, but like, not too loud. I got my dog's little bows. He's a toy in there. I got my dog's little bows for their hair. And they looked so cute. And they hated them. But they looked so cute, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Chuck with a little flower.
So cute.
With a flautle.
Squamby. But I do want to know what dad said about the aliens.
Oh, I don't remember. I was like going downstairs and I was like talking to mom about them. And I was like, by 2027, like they're coming. And then mom was like, what, did you see that on TikTok? And I was like, well, it was an FBI agent. She's like, was he fired? And I'm like, well, yeah, probably because he knew too much or something. And then dad was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, the aliens. And he was like, what about them? And I was like, well, like at every Navy base for the past however many years, every single day they have seen a UAP. And dad's like, oh, yeah, I know that. And I was like, oh, so you believe it? And then I was like, and they found non-human remains. And he was like, from the ocean, the metal thing. And I was like, I think so. I don't know. And then I had to leave. And I was like, by 2027, they're coming. And he was like, okay. So I don't think he believed me about that, but.
I'll ask him. We're having smash burgers this afternoon.
You are?
You're invited.
I didn't get a text.
Yes, you did. You literally did.
When?
10 minutes ago.
Oh, well, I can't. Here's my schedule. 2 o'clock. English tutoring. 4 o'clock, musical theater tutoring. 6 o'clock, rehearsal. Get home at 10 o'clock.
Nice.
We love a Sunday. We love a free day.
Love.
Okay. So anyway, I actually had a really good day yesterday and I just went shopping and I got a bunch of candles.
Do you want to go shopping coming up in the next couple weeks? I want to go shopping before I go to Chattanooga.
Okay.
I can't like buy a lot, but I need to buy a few things.
Yeah, I'll go shopping with you.
Sly.
Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so Hannah's going to her interview for the internship.
Hey, don't botch this.
Nate, don't ruin this.
You got one shot.
You only give one shot. Do not miss a chance. Should I recreate my M&M history at ACL? Do you know my M&M history?
Mm-mm.
I can't tell the story on the podcast, but I can't.
Whoa. We're going to have to do what this podcast is doing that I'm going to tonight. Apparently, we aren't allowed to have our phone. We're going to do live shows eventually, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
They take everybody's phone so that they can tell stories that like they can't tell.
Oh, my God. That's genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have to do that.
And you can tell this story.
And mom can't be invited.
And I can tell my story.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Which Caroline loves.
I hate it. I hate that story. Anyway, we'll just tell our story. Who lives, who dies, who tells your story? Eliza, I built the first orphanage in New York City.
That's kind of like pick me.
50 years, it's not enough. And when my time is up, have I done enough? Will they tell my story? Can I tell you what I'm proudest of? The orphanage. I built the first private orphanage in New York City. I saved all these boys and girls and not in a time. Oh, I can't wait to see you again. It's only a matter of time. The first time I ever saw the gasp.
Did you gasp?
Yeah. I was like,
because they don't put it in the soundtrack.
And I was like,
which makes it even better. Listen, say what you will about the most annoying man on the face of the earth, Lin-Manuel Miranda, but the boy can write.
The boy
he can writes write. Like he's running out of time.
He sure do. He's working on something new, and I'll be for real. Can't wait.
Yeah,
because In the Heights and Hamilton.
But I am a little bit like, hey, maybe we take the backseat this time.
No, I'm like, do what you always do. You don't need to be in it, but do
what.
That's
what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Take the. Write
backstage,
it, write
backstage,
it.
Backstage.
Yes. Yeah,
okay. Anyway, so as she is going into this interview for the internship, she like sees in the crowd, red coat, Allie.
Yeah, like in the reflection of a window.
Yeah.
And then she turns around, bang, not there.
Not there anymore. So she's going in and like no one's in the place. And like there are all these naked mannequins.
It's really frightening.
It's really giving jury duty.
Yeah.
Which is so lewd. The lights are off and no way A's there.
No way.
But what I'm saying is, what is the point of this? I actually don't know what the point of this was, because A literally just sees Hannah there, pushes a bunch of mannequins into Hannah so she falls and then runs away and actually drops a key to somewhere, I'm assuming A's lair, and it says A on it. So Hannah gets it. I understand for the storytelling, they needed us to get the key somehow, so that had to happen. But what is the point of A? Like, I just feel like, why are we taking unnecessary risks? You know what I mean? Like,
this is just to be mean to Hannah.
This is for no reason. And you're risking a lot. And you really risked a lot because mm-hmm. it fucking ruined your life. So why did you do that? Like, what is the point of that? Hormone harmony. You guys know here at the Pretty Little Podcast, we are no stranger to a little bit of PMS. A little bit of a bad mood every now and then, my own mood swing. I know it sounds crazy, but it happens to even us. And sometimes one of us or both of us, but usually one of us might stay up all night long. We're just a little bit of sleeplessness, some bad sleep quality, just not feeling super great in my body. And it's a lot easier to manage this and manage PMS and everything that comes with it, thanks to Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth is the company that created Hormone Harmony, and it is dedicated to making women's lives easier, which is what we're all about here. Always looking for little secret tips and tricks. Hormone Harmony has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. The biggest benefit, though, is that I'm just starting to feel like myself again. That's what women have mentioned over and over again in their reviews. And clock this, there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
And we are even one of them, two of them even. So Road Warriors, for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Was there something else that was supposed to happen? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I just thought that was weird. Like,
I agree.
I just felt like it was messy and a little bit.
And did we say what the A message said?
And then she got an A message.
It says, next time you'll be left faceless.
Like what? Next time what? She goes to an interview?
And Hannah like doesn't get it at first. I mean, I don't think that they don't want us to think Hannah got it at first, because then they do this shot of one of the faceless mannequins and you see Hannah's face and she goes.
Oh my God. Yeah, but so A dropped the key and
we find out that this designer hasn't been in Philly for like months.
And I do want to say, like, Hannah,
why didn't we go?
Did we do our research?
Why didn't we go?
Why didn't we ask Jeeves? Remember, ask Jeeves?
No. Isn't that like the butler?
Yes, ask Jeeves was like the first Google. Like before.
Why didn't I do love the word Google, but like, why didn't we keep that? That's kind of a slay.
It was so cute. And then it would be like, and then the homepage was like a little, you know, search bar like Google, but then there's a little butler next to it and it said ask Jeeves. I'm gonna look it up right
Wait,
now.
Wait, that's, imagine you Google it, there's no trace of this.
No, there's no way it doesn't exist anymore. I'm sure it's like still there. So now it's ask.com. So Emily successfully found Caleb and saw him and Mose, as we said, and then she leaves to go see Hannah.
If I'm Emily, what am I thinking?
I don't know.
Because there's no way I'm thinking they're on a date.
If I'm Emily, I'm going in there.
I'm saying,
like, what's up?
Hey, wait, this is so weird. Funny seeing you here. What the fuck?
Is this who you're seeing? You said you were seeing someone. I mean, if I'm Emily seeing this, then I'm immediately thinking back to our conversation and I'm like, seeing someone. Oh my God, is she like on a date? No way. Or I'm thinking, oh, they just both went through this thing and I know that. But, like, why wouldn't they? But so what they're trying to do is figure out, like, they want to now save Hannah and Emily.
Yeah, that's the issue, is that they're not necessarily confiding in each other. They're now, like, being busybodies.
They're trying to, like, make a plan, yeah, to take A down. And they say they need to find A's trophy room. So that's, like,
it's like, hey, if Spencer Hastings hasn't found it yet.
Yeah, you're certainly not going to. Who do you think you are? And Emily also saw Mona at some point during this. So we know that Mona couldn't have been the one who is at Hannah's episode had to have been Toby.
Mona's doing the decathlon practice.
Yes, yes. And so they're wondering, has Mona built an A army? They still think Mona's at the top. Yeah. And so then Spencer this whole time is planning this special night for her and Toby. She's like faking that she's got this boring dinner to go to. Her mom's in on it. Everyone's in on it. Emily's helping out. Emily's just helping everybody out this episode. But she's setting up like this super nice dinner in the loft and she's got wine and she's like, what? We did talk about that because we said that she like opened the drawer and saw the ID, but didn't see it.
Yes.
And she's like, board. I want to like wear something, whatever. And Hannah goes, just wear 5-inch heels and nothing else.
In a trench coat, nothing under it.
Yeah.
And then they go, Hannah. And she says, what?
I saw it in
I heard guys like that.
Yeah. Okay. And so they're like planning all that, whatever. While that's happening, Aria has a fever dream or a vision, or this really happens. Who knows?
Who's to say?
But this is, I think, the first time Allie's come to visit Aria, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, like, we're talking about her like she's the ghost of Christmas past.
We are. She comes to visit. So she's coming to visit Aria. She's in Aria's room and she's looking for the papers from her journal.
Something that she's taking back what's hers.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
And she's in her freaking, you know who she is as soon as she gets in there because she's got those pastel jeans on from
you
the Gap.
You know it. Phoebe goes, I know those pastel jeans anywhere. Speaking of, did you see the Gap Barbie hoodie that I really should get for drama?
Yeah, but I'm kind of, yes, you do need to get it for drama. But for me, I'm like anti-Gap right now.
Why?
I'm just like,
wow. I love their Love Shack fancy collab.
Your sizes are terrible.
Oh, is that where you went?
It's like,
why would you go there? That was, your fault. Go to Madewell, go to American Eagle.
But I'm just saying, like, I also love Old Navy, and I'm like, if you guys are the same parent company, all your sizing should be the same. I should be able to go into Old Navy and get my size pant there, mm-hmm. and then it should be the same size at the Gap. Frankly, it should be the same size everywhere. You should not be different sizes. It should be like your shoe size.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Why is it different? I totally agree.
Totally agree, but it's shoe sizes still too.
Yeah, but for the most part, it's pretty reliable.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna get those Birk clogs.
Oh,
because I used to have them in high school and I loved them.
And they'll be good for the winter.
I know, and I actually might get him some too because I think that we could make them look cute.
Yeah, they're really in right now.
I know, they're just expensive, but
yeah, I want to get Blundstones so badly. Those boots.
Oh, I haven't seen them.
They're very Nashville, I guess, but they're like kind of Doc Martin Chelsea boots, but they're a little bit, it's a thinner material. They're pretty expensive, but they're really popular.
Send a pic. Okay, so while they're while Allie's in there and she's talking to Aria, Aria does the most Aria thing possible, only to be rivaled by the Aria thing Phoebe's done, which is pulled out like 7 books from her backpack. And she's like, oh, I'm just such a reader. Where's my stuff? Here's another book tattered and torn, writing all in it. Here's another book. I'm reading this for the 10th time. I just can't stop thinking about it. Every time it's done, I just want to go back into that world. And she pulls out something else. She's like, oh, sorry, that's my journal. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, it just kept getting worse. No. Anyway.
It's only because this I haven't unpacked from my Nashville trip, so all my books are just in there.
Right.
Just to be fair, the most Aria shit Carolyn's ever done is a double major in English and theater.
Whatever. Aria couldn't do it if she tried.
Okay. I think she did.
Aria couldn't handle it. Okay, I did those things, but I wasn't Aria about it. I was more like Hannah and Spencer about it. A lot like Spencer about it. If we're being honest. A lot like Spencer auditioning for the show and being a fucking psycho about it. Aria says to Al...
Holy shit.
I don't know what that was.
Is there a literal frog in your throat?
Aria said to Allie, tell me what it's like.
Ugh.
What do you mean death?
And like, Allie goes, what?
The afterlife? Like, what the fuck? And so then they're talking about this, like, a
Allie
thing.
Allie says... I can see everything and everyone all the time. Which is music to Aria's ears.
And Aria's like, so you know who A is? And she's like, oh, yeah. I'm surprised Spencer hasn't figured it out yet.
Hey, say something.
Just tell them. Just tell her.
No, but you know that Allie doesn't want to give that to Aria because then Aria will get to go to the group and say, I had a vision
about
Allie.
You're right.
And she told me.
And Toby's A. And
oh my God.
Could you imagine? Wait, Allie, I kind of want to see it
though. I can't possibly tell Aria.
I know. She's
Spencer
like,
will figure it out soon enough.
Yes. Absolutely. God. And Aria asks Allie about the money and whatever. And she was like, I was desperate for that money. It was just a threat. And Allie's like, did my father kill you? And Allie says, do I look dead to you? Oh my God. And then she says, oh, by the way, don't drink that tea. I wouldn't drink it if I were you. And yeah, then she leaves. And when Aria wakes up, she goes to the doll, which I guess is where she had hidden stuff. But the doll is still there with the diary pages. So,
which is curious.
Curious. Very curious.
And then she hears Meredith like get home. Let me just go through this.
Yeah.
And so Aria gets... races up and then gets up out of bed and realizes that she's been locked in her room like Rapunzel.
And this is the first moment she's realizing that something's wrong.
Yeah, something's gravely wrong,
like truly. And we didn't say this, but Meredith has, someone saw her at the pharmacy and she was trying to get like a refill. She's like, I need a refill. And they were like, well, you just refilled it like a couple of days ago. We can't. And it was like a sedative or something. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, well, just how about this Benadryl? And she like buys like 6 boxes of Benadryl. So she's been drugging Aria for sure.
And I am a little bit like, how did most bedroom doors lock from the inside?
Mm-hmm.
How did Meredith lock her in?
Maybe
then?
She like put something like.
Well, no, because Arya's trying to.
Oh, you're right.
Pick the lock.
That is weird. I don't know.
Ella, Byron.
Is that the weirdest thing about the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, yeah.
And so she decides to, when she realizes she's not going to be able to unlock herself in the room, she breaks the mirror, her little handheld mirror, which for
7 years.
But also, like, you know those handheld mirrors aren't, like, you can't break them like that. Like, they're, like, it's, like, plastic.
Well, hers might not have been. It was probably vintage. She's like... I can't believe she's making me do this. And she did it. And she gets like a shard of the mirror glass and gets in bed with a weapon. But then the bitch falls asleep. And I'm sorry. Like,
idiot.
She's like, you couldn't even do that.
She's like, I'm parched. Let me take a sip.
Yeah. Like, she's like, I'm sure it's fine. Girl, what the fuck is wrong with you?
So then she is awakened. And she realizes she's not holding the shard of glass anymore. And Meredith is looking down at her creepily. And then she says, looking for this?
And is holding the shard. And she's like, where the fuck did you put those pages? And like, I've been looking everywhere.
And Meredith has no... Wait, was Allie putting the pages in the doll? Because I don't think that's where Arya initially hid them.
She hid them in her shoe.
So I wonder if Allie was trying to hide them better. And that's how
No. She hid them in her shoe. And then remember her dad was like, oh, yeah, like... Remember how Mike never thought to check in your shoe? She moved it.
Okay, yeah. And we do realize that Meredith is not holding the shard of glass with any cloth. She's just holding it in her bare hand, and then she puts her hand down and starts squeezing it.
Like, she's nuts. This is so giving obsessed. She is nuts. Yeah. The woman has lost her mind. Mm-hmm. And so then the door is open, so Arya is able to, like, run through the door, and she runs downstairs and picks up the phone and tries to call someone.
And somehow... Meredith teleports between floors because we don't hear Meredith. Arya's at the foot of the staircase and Meredith doesn't come down.
And we have a full view of the staircase the whole time.
And then she turns around and Meredith's behind her.
So Meredith's maybe there's twins. Ghost. Meredith's a ghost.
A ghost.
She said it's a ghost. She's a ghost. Anyway.
Just like Maya.
Look.
R.I.P.
There always has to be one ghost on the show.
More
and
right now it's
Meredith. And that's why her name is Meredith.
Mm-hmm. Allie knew.
So, but Meredith has disconnected all the phones in the house and there's like no power. And why are we creating a haunted house? What happens when Byron gets home?
And now she's holding some hard object and she decides to hit Arya over the head with it.
And knocks her out and puts her in the basement and locks her in there. What?
Like, actually what?
Like, Meredith, I just thought you were having an affair with Byron and I thought that was crazy. I did not know it could get so much worse.
So much crazier. So much crazier.
So we're going to take a little break from them for a second. Spencer is, you know, quote, getting ready to go to... So then Toby shows up with flowers. So he's bringing her flowers and she's like, it's so sweet. You know, call me like when you're done at work and I'll call you when I'm done with the dinner. Whatever.
And he says... Man, look at those clouds. Looks like it's going to storm real bad.
Yeah.
It's not quite how he says it, but that's how I imagine
it. Looks like it's going to storm real bad.
Let me go to my construction job. You got to beat this rain.
Exactly. So then Spencer like calls to check on Toby later, which is kind of weird that he's doing that. And I don't remember what he says, but I wrote it.
He's going to like... beat the storm home or something like that.
Yeah.
I think he's just calling. I think Spencer asked him to call him like when he was on his way home.
Oh my God. No, we forgot to say this. Sorry. Hannah brought the A key to Spencer. So Spencer has it and doesn't want Toby to know that A is back in action. So she's hiding it from him.
Well, he sees it.
But he knows she has it, yeah.
He says, what is this? And she says, oh, it's just for storage.
Yeah, she lies. And she puts it in a drawer in the kitchen.
And he sees where she puts it.
Yes. Okay. So then she, like, calls to check on him. And he's obviously, like, not at work. I don't remember where he was, though.
He was in the car driving home.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
He's in the rain.
Okay. Okay, so Hannah and Emily are now worried about Arya, and they haven't been able to get a hold of her, obviously. Crazy. So they go to her house. And, like, again, you know Hannah led the charge on this, and Hannah's just such a good friend. And so they go in.
It's unlocked. Mm-hmm. Which is, like, okay, you've done everything else in this house to, like, secure it.
Yeah.
And you haven't locked the front door. Byron could walk in. Ella could walk in at any time. Mike could walk in at any time. Yeah. It's his house.
And it's, like, weird vibes because all the lights are off. Like, yeah, everything's, like,
they can't hear anything.
And Meredith, like, does what she does to Arya and like appears.
Yeah, because they go up to Arya's room and see that she's not in there. Mm-hmm. And then they call her and Meredith shows up behind them. Mm-hmm. And is like, are you looking for this? And then they start running. Or I think she says,
I'll show you where she's in the basement.
Aria went to go get something from the basement. It's been taking her a long time.
Yeah, well, should we go check on her?
And then she locks them in the basement.
Yeah, so now they're all down there and Aria like comes
Aria looks
to.
Dead.
She literally
they
does
find her
look
and they're
like,
oh my God.
I know. So they're all locked in the basement, which is just insane. But the thing is, they have their phones. Hannah and Emily have their phones. Call the police.
Call Byron. Call Ella.
Call anybody.
Call Spencer.
Like
Spencer would be there.
Spencer would be there right away. And So much.
We
would have been saved from so much if you just used your fucking phones. Like, I don't know why they didn't think about that.
You guys have SOS for a reason.
Yes. And they're like planning what they're going to do. They're getting weapons. And like when Meredith comes downstairs or when Byron comes downstairs, Hannah goes, I have no problem opening a can of whoop ass. Oh, Hannah, we know. And that's why we love you, girl. So Byron gets home and a little early. And he's like, where's Aria? And she's like, Aria knows everything. She has proof. Her friends know. I can't find the fucking papers. Like, we're in trouble. I don't know why that means Meredith is in trouble, though. If she, you know what I mean?
As far as we know, she's not implicated in any of it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. So Byron comes down the steps and the girls all have their weapons. And it's like, I mean, this is like a crazy fucking
Aria
moment.
Aria says, guys.
Which is why I think this could have been a mid-season break, because this episode is fucking insane.
Aria says, guys, my dad would never hurt us.
But the Emily and Hannah do not. Yeah. They're like ready to go. And so Byron comes down. He says he didn't hurt Allie. But we also, he like tells us all that and we believe him, whatever. But we also find out that Melissa was outside and Byron saw Melissa. So now there's a new, and she was like on the phone with somebody, but she saw Allie after Byron.
So we have another.
There's like a new.
This girl, when we talk about the world tour of Allison DeLaurentis.
Exactly.
It was
her
for real.
Her little breadcrumbs she fucking loved. I mean, it's crazy. So.
No.
Heartbreak is imminent, everybody.
This was one of the worst moments of my life.
I remember watching this and like feeling it. And actually.
I think I cried.
In my mind, she was so much worse, though, like than this. Like, this still got me. But in my mind, she's outside that door sobbing, screaming, and like for a long time. That's how I remembered it. But that's not really what happened. And I was like, wow, like, but that's how much like my teenage heart
everybody.
Was like, oh, my God. Like, what would
this
you
is worse than the initial reveal.
Oh, my God. It is. It's really quite heartbreaking. So Spencer's at home.
And this is where I'm having issue with A's omnipresence.
Yeah.
Because Toby. So explain what's going on. And then.
So Toby like breaks in to Spencer's house and he's looking for the key and he goes in the drawer and he's looking for it. He can't find it. And then Spencer is home and shows up behind him and she has the key and she says, are you looking for this? And now Spencer has figured out that Toby is A.
And it's so heartbreaking looking because
she slaps him.
And she like says, are you looking for this? And you see Toby look up and you can see her reflection in the mirror in his face. It's terrible. And then he turns around and he says, how long have you known? And she slaps him.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my
and then
God.
She throws the Eddie Lamb.
The
name tag on the counter and stuff to say that this is how she knew. But my issue is like, A knows everything.
Yeah.
But
A didn't know.
A didn't know that this was, didn't see Spencer go to Toby's apartment and set all this up. A slipped up bad.
A slipped up.
And it was, honestly, Toby's probably going to get in fucking trouble because Toby was probably like, no.
I know.
She has this thing. She wouldn't miss our anniversary.
Honestly, yeah. So Byron ends up calling the cops on Meredith. She's gone. And he and Aria have a little come to Jesus.
Her apartment's cleared out. She's like gone.
She's literally like disappeared, which is wild.
Ghost-like.
And he's like, I'm going to go tell the police everything. I'm going to absolve myself of this, like whatever. And he like has the pages and he's going to go. And Aria takes the pages and puts them in the fire.
We didn't consult any of the girls on this,
I'm
Aria.
Just like, I know. I don't know that I would have
burned
done
them.
That like
I'm
burned
also
them.
Like
I would just be like, you don't need to do that,
but I also am like, yeah, go
like,
tell
yeah,
them that you
I mean,
saw
yeah.
I mean if nothing happened, I understand why he didn't, but I am also a little bit like, but why didn't you? Because
I know.
It does, you're not, if you didn't do it,
yeah,
just go, and you have a piece of information that changes the trajectory of the night.
Yeah,
because totally. Everybody thought Garrett was the last person that saw her, and now we have this, and now we haven't. It's stupid.
It really is dumb. And yeah, so we finally end with Spencer going to the loft and she's like banging on the door. She's like, I know you're in there. Like, please just tell me it isn't true. Like, I'll believe you. Like, just tell me there's a misunderstanding. It's pouring. She like falls to the ground, banging on his door. It's heartbreaking. We then get the view inside the loft. Toby's not in there. Fucking Mona, bitch, is in there drinking the wine that Spencer put out, like enjoying
the lasagna
date that Spencer set up for Toby and her. And I don't know where the fuck
she's
Toby is.
She's listening to jazz.
Yep. And she's just like smiling, listening to Spencer wailing. Like it's, oh, it's truly
not us
a
both
heartbreak.
The same wailing.
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 Wow. Speaking of, I'm dying to go to Nantucket.
Speaking of, well, hopefully really it'll be more like, I hope that you go with people that are like Stassi Schroeder.
Me too.
And will understand the vibe and not bring their vibe. Like, I feel like Nantucket is a place where like you don't bring your vibe.
No. You match. Mm-hmm. You need to be a bit of a chameleon, if you will.
And Katie, Sheena, and Kirsten.
No, they don't have it in them.
They didn't do it in
Montauk.
They're
not chameleons. They're not. But yeah, guys, that's the end of the episode. Sorry, this was such a weird one. This will not become a pattern as long as Carly and Taylor promise not to make it a pattern, okay?
And they could.
And they could very well do that, but we are hoping they won't. But thank you so much for bearing with us. If you listen to this, we appreciate you so much. Please make sure to follow us on social media. We're Pretty Little Pod, and we also would really appreciate some ratings and reviews. Okay.
Also, our regular episode is out today.
Oh, yeah. We are delivering. We're keeping you fed, the Gen Zs would say. All right. We love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week.
Game split.